It's 9 minutes to eight on RN Breakfast. Well, Professor Ian Hickey joins us in the Parliament House studio now. He's a member of the National Advisory Council on Mental Health and Executive Director of the Brain and Mind Research Institute at the University of Sydney. Ian, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Patrick McGorry, psychiatrist, Australian of the Year. He gave the federal government 2 out of 10 for its mental health budget yesterday. What's your mark?
I thought he was very generous. I think you're going to have to give him less than that. We're talking less than 2% of the national new investment in health going into mental health. This has been recognised by the Senate, the Human Rights Commission, the Bennett Commission as the worst performing area of the health system. You know, we in Australia actually think we've got the best health system in the world. It's actually ranked 32nd in the world. There are no gold medals here in health. And largely because of the inequities and failure to deal with key issues like mental health and dental health. Now, the government's told us why they're not doing dental health. It costs too much. You'll continue to pay. But at least the services for many people are out there. In mental health, the services are not actually there. You can't buy them. You can't get them. People rely particularly on the public system, particularly people who are vulnerable. The working families that the government loves to tell us about are totally dependent on these services, which are in short supply and just not there.
Well, the Minister just told us why they've not funded mental health to any greater degree too in this budget. She says you have to get the fundamentals right. You have to grow within your capacity, build the foundations, get the house in order. She's implying that the services that aren't there couldn't actually cope with a dramatic expansion.
Well,
right
this,
now. Is that fair enough?
No, it's not. It's not a fair argument. It's the same argument that Tony Abbott used to use. It's the same argument we've heard from the states for years. You never hear it in cancer. We're not going to grow the services. We're not going to put the machines or services in. You never hear it in heart disease. In elective surgery, we're growing the capacity every day. What we've just done with the hospitals and with primary care, the big new investments in primary care structures, is constantly to grow the capacity to provide the services. What the minister's saying in quite a cynical way is, we're not going to grow the capacity, therefore the services won't grow. She also says they're going to put their house in order. When she was the opposition spokesperson, she said that the new Medicare schemes that Tony Abbott set up would not work and that they would put them in order. Well, we've had 3 budgets now from this government with no substantive change.
These are highly popular scheme and highly utilised.
Exactly. Now, what we need to find out, though, is that it reaches the targets. All the reviews of those schemes show the extent to which young people, those from poorer socioeconomic backgrounds, those in rural and regional centres, don't get those services. They said they'd get the balance right in those services. They've made minimal change on an ongoing basis. They said they'd go into COAG looking to take over 100% of community mental health.
Well, haven't they done that? The government says it's now taking full responsibility for policy and funding of primary mental health care.
No. They've absolutely only taken responsibility for GP-based care. She said herself in the interview, the specialist teams, those traditionally supported by the states, the $1.5 billion a year that people rely on, the crisis teams, the access teams, following up people with severe mental illness. They walked straight out of COAG without actually taking that issue on with the states. They've not resolved it. They've put it off till 2011. Always with the more work to be done. That was a great Tony Abbott line. There was always more work to be done. Well, now we're 3 budgets in. The minister says they're doubling their funding. In fact, if you look what's going to happen to mental health funding as a proportion of total health funding in the time of the Rudd government, it's actually going to fall. It's been at about 7% nationally. It's actually going to fall to 6%. As you put more and more money into hospitals and more money into the traditional elective surgery system, the amount of money for this area will actually go down in real terms.
So we're talking as a proportion of, because we just, as you said, the minister just talked about a doubling of the funding. You say as a percentage of the total health budget, the money's gone up, but the percentage is going down.
We all know in health, real dollars go up every year. It's a $100 billion business. The issue is real health costs go up every year. The proportion, the Senate, the independent Senate inquiry suggested mental health spending should constitute about 12% of health spending. That's where we should be headed. And we did start under the Howard-Yemmer COAG agreement to head from 7 to 8%. Now we're rapidly headed back for 6% as these new changes go through. So the investment in this area will actually go down in real terms. So when the minister says there's no capacity because governments won't invest. This area constitutes 24% of all health-related disability. Only 13% of young Australian men and 31% of young Australian women get a service. It's time the politicians got real. Capacity is what we need to build, to deliver services.
So what you're basically saying is the government needs to focus on this to actually get in, roll up its sleeves and help develop that capacity. Did you think when this government was elected that you'd been given those kinds of promises by Nicola Roxon when she was had a shadow health minister and Julia Gillard before that when she was shadow health
minister? There are really serious people in this government. Jenny Macklin wrote the first National Mental Health Plan back in 1993. Julia Gillard committed when she was opposition spokesperson at the launch of the Not for Service report of the Human Rights Commission to change this system. Nicola Roxon was fierce as the opposition spokesman about putting the Commonwealth House in order and working with the states. This is now one of the most divided systems. The states go on providing 60% of the real funding.
In
mental health. The Commonwealth's turned that around for every other area, 60% of hospitals and 100% of primary care. They've left this sector to rot.
Why? Why do you think that they're leaving mental health to rot, in your words, or mental health is the poor cousin in the health?
That is the key question for the government to answer. They've told us the answer for dental health, it's too expensive. In mental health, no one gives the real answer. No one will say why they feel it is politically expendable not to respond to this area. It's not politically expendable to ignore breast cancer. It's not politically expendable to ignore elective surgery. But mental health is expendable. It was expendable under the previous government, and we're now three budgets in under this government. We need an answer, actually, from the Prime Minister. Why is it expendable?
Ian Hickey, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran.
Professor Ian Hickey is a member of the National Advisory Council on Mental Health and also from the Director of the Brain and Mind Research Institute at the University of Sydney. It's 3 minutes to 8 on RM Breakfast.